Okay, people, it's time to play...
Name That Queen!
Well, here they are, Your Highness, the final four contestants. So what'll it be? Bachelorette number one, number two, number three, or number four?
I choose this one.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the new First Lady of the Kingdom, a queen for more than a day, Queen Esther!
Very well. My work here appears to be done.
Just a moment, Your Majesty. As long as you're in the mood for choosing things, why don't you select a new Prime Minister while you're at it?
Very well. Keeper of the records! Who's on the list of candidates for Prime Minister?
Your Highness, you've a loyal servant named Mordecai, one of the people of Israel. He's honest, hardworking, faithful, brave, obedient, and very wise. He also saved your life last year by stopping an assassination plot.
Yes, but what did the polls say?
Well, your advisor Haman is very popular. He's sallow, thin-skinned, and instead of being honest, he'll tell you whatever you want to hear.
Ah, that sounds perfect. Make it so.
Okay, folks, let's give it up for our new Prime Minister, Haman!
Thank you, Your Highness. And now, let me give you my first piece of advice.
Yes?
Oh, mighty one, we know that people bow to you when you pass by, but if they really honored you, they would also bow to your advisors.
My advisors?
Yes, my perfect potentate. They might bow to, I don't know, your Prime Minister, for example.
Ah, I see. Yes, now I recall. It is written, when the king stands high upon the mountain, those who kneel to him kneel also to the dirt below.
Yes, the dirt below!
You have a unique way with words, Your Highness.
And you, Haman, are a man after my own heart. Put it in the Book of Records. Everyone must kneel to my servant Haman just as they do to me.
Oh, great, that's a good idea. That's really good.
Beginning at once! That's better. Carry on, Haman, in my place.
This is the part I was born to play.
So everyone bowed low to Haman and honored him as the king commanded.
Did you say everyone?
Yes.
Well then, that includes you.
Oh no, I'm the narrator.
I don't care. The script says everyone kneels to me.
Well, I'm sure it doesn't mean me.
Look, I have an important part here. You're just a meaningless extra, so get on your knees.
Okay, okay.
And that goes for you too. I was the king's choice, not you.
No, thank you.
What did you say?
I said no, thank you.
What's the meaning of this?
It says, now Mordecai refused to kneel to Haman, for Haman was an Amalekite.
I am?
Yes, and Amalekites were enemies of the God of Israel.
So?
So, Mordecai refused to honor a man who did not honor God.
I don't care about that religious nonsense. I'm a main character, and he's supposed to kneel to me. Now kneel, or you'll be sorry.
I said no.
All right, you asked for it. I'll make you regret the day you were born.
You better do what he says.
Yeah, you're gonna be in big trouble if you don't.
I can't worry about trouble. I have to do what's right.
Yeah, but he's the Prime Minister. He's got more lines.
You gotta listen to him.
In the country I come from, we believe in a God who's more powerful than any Prime Minister. That's the ruler I have to obey.